Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. Hi, sweet friend. My name is Deb Weekly, and I help lead Help Club for Moms. We are truly honored that you're joining us for this 30-day journey into the heart of prayer, a journey that will strengthen you as a mom and draw you closer to Jesus. Mama, never forget, your prayers move heaven and achieve unusual results. Whether you're just learning to pray or you've been waging prayer battles for years, your words before the Lord are powerful weapons in both your life and the lives of your family. Our prayer for you is that as you work through this devotional, you will feel deeply blessed and fully equipped to pray without ceasing, just like it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. May you grow confident in the authority you carry as a beloved daughter of the Most High God, with the Holy Spirit guiding your every step. Friend, you're not alone. God is with you and heaven is listening. So let's begin. Today I'm going to be reading Your Prayers Outlive Your Life. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are with us. Thank you for my dear friend who is joining us. Thank you for prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that you love it when we talk to you. You never get tired of our voice, and our prayers are powerful. Lord, I pray for my friend as she's listening today that she would learn something that she would remember for the rest of her life. In Jesus' name, amen. The scriptures for today come from John 17, 20 to 21. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I struggled with my weight as a teenager. Over time, I decided to slowly start exercising, and this simple habit helped me want to eat a little better and maintain a healthier body weight. But then we had kids, and I found out how hard it is to maintain a habit of exercise as a new mom. Getting the kids out the door to go to the gym was impossible, and so we purchased a cheap treadmill, and I decided I could get my workout in first thing in the morning before the kids got up. In the beginning, running on the treadmill was great, but then I began to get bored. It became harder and harder to motivate myself to get up and run. And during this season, I discovered what is now one of my all-time favorite movies, called The Gospel of John. I began watching it as I ran, and this routine not only kept me exercising, but God used those little treadmill sessions to change my life. In the movie, the characters only speak word-for-word scripture, so it helped me to understand Jesus better by allowing me to visualize what was happening in the book of John and how Jesus lived his life on the earth. I was hooked on this video and couldn't get enough of it. Since I didn't go to church as a kid, I had no idea who Jesus was, and God really used this workout time to help me grow in intimacy with Jesus. I love the scene in the movie where Jesus prays for his disciples and for all the believers who would become Christians through their message. As I watched, I began to realize that Jesus was praying for me and the entire body of believers to be one, as he and the Father are one. The prayer that Jesus prayed more than 2,000 years ago is still being answered today, and will continue to be answered in the lives of other believers until he returns to the earth. I was so excited because it became clear to me that our prayers keep going too. Since God is outside of time and can answer our prayers at any moment or any year, our prayers are timeless. Now let's think about this for a second. Our prayers reach further and are more powerful than we could ever know and understand on this side of heaven. I love how E.M. Bounds, a Civil War Army chaplain who was known for praying for 4 hours each day, put it. He says, "How vast are the possibilities of prayer? How wide is its reach? what great things are accomplished by this divinely appointed means of grace. It lays its hand on Almighty God and moves Him to do what He would not otherwise do if prayer was not offered. It brings things to pass which would never otherwise occur. The story of prayer is the story of great achievements. Prayer is a wonderful power placed by Almighty God in the hands of His saints, which may be used to accomplish great purposes and to achieve unusual results. Prayer reaches to everything, takes in all things great and small which are promised by God to the children of men. The only limit to prayer are the promises of God and His ability to fulfill those promises. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. E.M. Bounds had a great understanding of the power of prayer. Our prayers move heaven and achieve unusual results. I love the fact that our prayers are timeless. And when we pray, we are sending a message forward to a time we will not see. I'm going to say that again. When we pray, we are sending a message forward to a time we will not see. Our prayers transcend time and keep going even for our great-great-grandchildren and beyond until the Lord Jesus comes back. Now, just imagine this. Right now, you can pray for future generations, children, grandchildren, even great-grandchildren you may never meet on this side of heaven to know Jesus intimately and to serve Him with their whole hearts. That's incredible news. Especially if, like me, you didn't grow up in a Christian home, because your prayers can change the entire direction of your family line. No matter where you've come from, whether your home was loving and Christ-centered or, like mine, painful and broken, you can establish a legacy of Christ followers who walk with Him all the days of their lives. It all begins today with your prayers. So take the limits off of God and dare to pray big, bold prayers for your family's future. Here's a question to ponder. What is your greatest desire for all of your descendants? Write this one powerful prayer in your journal today. And here's a little faith-filled idea. Create a prayer binder of your own. My prayer binder has been such a gift to me over the years. Inside are the scriptures and heartfelt prayers I return to again and again for my husband, my children, and my loved ones. It's like a treasure chest of God's promises that I can open anytime. Creating a prayer binder and faithfully praying over your family is one of the most powerful investments you can make. And we've included many resources to help you on this journey, including a link on our website that walks you step by step through creating your own prayer binder. You'll find it along with a whole bunch of other beautiful printables at the bottom of today's devotional. Let's pray. Oh, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for my dear friend who is joining us. And I pray, God, that this will be just one day out of the 30 that you will speak to her in a new and deep way. I pray as she goes through this devotional that her life will begin to change, that she will start praying more, God, that she will start hearing your voice more clearly, that she will start knowing the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ even more, and she will just begin to know you even more as her good, good Father. Bless her, keep her. Make your face shine upon her, turn your countenance to her, and give her peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here. Jesus loves you so much. Bye-bye.